Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get right into today's episode. What's up, guys, and welcome to Mastery Monday, 5 minutes that's going to kickstart your week the right way. Now, guys, I hope you had a fantastic weekend, and as always, the Mastery Monday podcast is designed to just give you something to think about. Something that's going to give you a little pep talk to start your week and also support you in your journey. I know only too well the journey through the fitness industry. And therefore, today's podcast, I just want to share a topic with you, which is called Instant Reward, episode number 56. And you see, the problem that we have day to day is that a lot of people rely on this positive feedback. You know, am I doing well? Especially nowadays with likes and shares and follows. But unfortunately, it doesn't come every day. You have to work for it. And so, you know, you may be working in a gym in, you know, far and beyond, or you might be working in a gym and you'd just be on your own. But you've got to understand the reward and gratification for doing the hard graft, the things that people don't see, the social media content every single day, the client results. You've got to do it over and over and over again before you'll get anything from it. You know, I thought that, you know, the first time that I got a client result, my acknowledgement or recognition from people would completely transform, and it didn't, and I was pretty deflated. You know, I thought the first time that I put a post out that I thought was really good on Facebook in the early days before Instagram came out, I thought, oh, I'm going to get so much acknowledgement from this, and I didn't. When I started to train people, I thought I would instantly make a lot more money, and I didn't. And very quickly, and you guys know I've had a lot of mentors over the years and continue to do so, I started to challenge myself and say, you know, why is this not happening? Why do you do what you do every single day and not get the acknowledgement that you want? And it's because you have to do something over and over again before anything or anybody starts to give you acknowledgement. And this is the same in weight loss. You'll tell your clients who have tried to lose weight 4 or 5 times and not succeeded that their friends won't acknowledge them because they need to see proof and evidence that they commit to this. They commit to weight loss. And when they do get to that point where people that doubted them now really do believe in them, then they get the gratification, then they get the reward. So believe it or not, you know, from a results perspective, social media wise, reputation wise, people need to see consistency. So doing one result and thinking that that's going to make you an overnight success, it won't. Putting content out on social media has to be over and over again. And therefore, today's podcast really is to support you and say, guys, you've got to do things repeatedly. You know, you've got to do content 7 days a week. You've got to be putting results out at least every single month. And then over time, not only will more people follow you, more people will talk about you, your level of respect will go up, the amount of times people will talk about you amongst their circles. Did you see so-and-so's results? Have you seen so-and-so's level of professionalism and commitment? Are you noticing that so-and-so is going on courses week in, week out? Have you seen the level of quality articles and content that this person keeps posting? I look back on 15 years of experience, and when I get acknowledgement from people 2-3 years down the line of doing something repeatedly, often the words such as, you just don't stop. The results you kept producing were relentless. the people attending our seminars nowadays, the people repeatedly coming on my mastermind, or the repeated people that are coming through my mentoring, online coaching, M10 as a gym, the consistent results that we produce. This is over, M10 for business has been going over 10 years now. And we set standards, we set systems, we set formats in place and repeatedly do them. So my point of today's podcast is this. You will not feel or be fulfilled and happy if you're looking for instant reward. Our industry is one which you need to dedicate consistent time, effort, and repeat the same standard over and over again. To try and be a one-trick pony and expect instant gratification reward, you're going to be left feeling very depressed and deflated. So don't do what you do for instant gratification and instant reward. If you've got 150, 200 followers on social media, you've got to do 1 to 2 years minimum of hard, solid graft of good content, great results, help as many people as possible before that following is really going to start getting a lot of traction. You've got to put results out consistently week in, week out. You've got to go on more courses. You've got to network with more people. You've got to get more people to talk about you repeatedly. So let me leave this with you. Ditch instant reward. Ditch instant gratification. And get used to being the person that's just relentless. Set in stone everything that you're going to do repeatedly for the next week, month, years. And I promise you that the reward that you're looking for will come without you having to ask for it. Remember, nothing should ever be asked for. It should always be earned. Guys, today's short, sharp, and just helpful podcast is just a gentle reminder that you've got to be in this for the long haul. Instant reward, 9 times out of 10, if that's what you're looking for, leaves you very, very unfulfilled. So, long-term reward, long-term gratification comes from putting the work in relentlessly over and over again. Guys, have a fantastic day and have a fantastic week. Speak soon.